We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Gresh and Keith.
Everybody healthy and strong in the big leagues.
Healthy and happy.
Yeah! Wow! Junior! Going the other way. Base hit by Bogarts. Digging around third and scoring is Mullins. And the American League has won their eighth straight.
Andy Gresh.
Nobody says anything publicly because they've won so many championships. When I did that article, a lot of the players like thanked me for like making it public on
this,
how
this
bad
no
they
fun.
Treat guys.
Yeah.
Rich Keith.
Xander, Frank Thomas here.
Big Hurt.
And I want to say this, you're the most underrated superstar in baseball. Have you heard that from anybody else?
Boom song.
Gresh and Keith.
Everybody loves the booty.
Everybody gaggles.
On WEEI.
Into the final hour, 25 minutes of uninterrupted sports talk begins right now. We touched on the All-Star game. Now we're waiting for Red Sox-Yankees. Tomorrow night, get the second half of the season started. You will hear that game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network 106 is the time. Good afternoon to all our affiliates out there down in Providence, Cape, Worcester, Springfield, Keene, New Hampshire, up in Maine as well. And this story is tied into St. Louis. However, Robert Kraft is now being wrapped up into this.
Oh,
so,
boy.
And that will lead to our What If Wednesday. So let me explain. A massive lawsuit filed, I do believe it is, by the city of St. Louis. It says massive lawsuit filed by St. Louis. Nelly at the head of this.
Right.
Very good. Against the NFL over the relocation of the Rams, barring a settlement, will culminate with a full-blown trial, which is due to begin just as the L.A. Rams get ready to host the Super Bowl in their new stadium. So there was a guy out at 101 ESPN, Randy Carricker, who was all over this story. So a judge has ruled that the plaintiffs in the litigation shall have access to the information regarding the financial worth of the following: Commissioner Roger Goodell, Rams owner Stan Kroenke, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, Giants owner John Mara, former Panthers owner Jerry Richardson, and Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
How about that?
The outcome has significance in large part, as it's written here, because really rich people never want to be forced to disclose details about what they have. So a judge told six of the, it says wealthier men in America.
They're all doing well.
That they have to turn over the information is a bit of a slap in the face. And the reason for that conclusion, the judge who made the ruling from the bench, and as it's written here, which means the evidence pointing to it was clear, concluded there is clear and convincing proof that exists to support a finding that those individuals operated in a fraudulent manner. Now, apparently there have been emails that have been pulled in this case. So
give me your phone.
So what the city of St. Louis is saying is that there was collusion here from some of the top owners to be able to set it up to get crazy Kroenke to be able to move to L.A., go buy that parcel of land, and build like a $6 billion football stadium or something like
they
that.
They wanted to take a team from St. Louis, Missouri, and put them in Los Angeles and have a massive new stadium that they can host Super Bowls in. Guilty. Where would you rather have a team, in the second biggest city in the country or St. Louis? Like, I think it's pretty clear. Now, it's just a matter of, you know, how much of a bag job was it, I suppose.
Well, apparently.
Because, of course, the top owners would rather have a stake in L.A. The NFL's always had that weird relationship with L.A.
Well,
right?
They used it as their leverage against everybody else in terms of building stadiums.
Yeah, exactly. And you had one team, no team, two teams, one team, no teams, two teams. Like they've kind of bounced around.
Two teams not sharing a building, yeah, which is the weirdest thing ever.
It's bizarre, but that place is a, you know, $2 billion investment or whatever else it is for the entire league. So what is St. Louis hoping to get out of this? I can't imagine just like a team, just like a lot of money. Like the city would get money in return?
I think that's really what it is that they're trying to say that it was either illegal or bad business practices. Yeah. And yes, I think they're looking for money, but that's a high profile lineup of owners that are tied up in all
and
this.
We might see some stuff.
Speaking of money.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is track, T-R-A-C-K. Text track to 72881 and only 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive. Text track to 72881. Four more chances coming up with OMF here to win you $1,000 courtesy of our national cash contest. So apparently the Rams COO, Kevin Demoff, gave Roger Goodell talking points.
Oh, good.
For his pre-Super Bowl press conference in 2014 regarding the land purchase. And in that, he apparently said, there are no plans to my knowledge of a stadium development, and basically put over that Stan Kroenke is a developer. He has billions of dollars of projects going on in real estate, so don't think there's anything really going on here. Also, apparently Jerry Jones admitted during his deposition he urged Stan Kroenke to move the Rams. One day after the vote approving the move happened, the Rams signed a contract with Legends Hospitality to sell PSLs and luxury suites. And guess who's part owner of Legends Hospitality? That would be one Jerry Jones.
Oh, okay. Hey.
So it seems like the NFL may have, and to your point, did they do it? You're damn right they did.
Of course they did.
And now I guess they can prove that they were all colluding. So we'll see where this goes. I have a sneaking suspicion that all those very wealthy people are not going to have to open their financial books.
Figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
They got decent lawyers. They're going to figure out how to get out of this.
But that leads us to a What If Wednesday,
yes.
Rich Keefe.
What do you have?
I know that you would have been around 10 years old, I do believe, in 94,
correct.
Right?
Okay. Correct.
So I know that you weren't a fully developed Patriot fan at that time. However,
of course I was.
We know that around, but I'm talking on the business end of knowing that.
No, I just liked Vincent Brisby.
There you go.
Yeah, a little bit different.
And that this New England Patriots were almost the St. Louis Patriots. So our What If Wednesday, what if Robert Kraft had never come along and saved the Patriots, and we would be sitting here talking about the St. Louis Patriots the mid-90s?
It's crazy because the L.A. Rams were there in 94, right? That was the last year of the first incarnation of the L.A. Rams. Mm-hmm. So they went to the St. Louis Rams in 1995. So you're saying, so go back then. So they have Bledsoe. Obviously, they're 5 years before getting Brady, 5 years before getting Bill Belichick, but they have Drew Bledsoe, and they moved the team down to St. Louis. So the one thing that pops up is I don't think you would go 20 years or 25 years even without a football team in the market. I think if you remember, 1995 was an expansion with the Carolina Panthers and Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep.
I think if they did that and New England had lost their team and 1995 pops up, wouldn't the Boston area get a team before Jacksonville would?
Well, you would think so. However, I think one of the biggest impediments that New England would have had in getting another team or an expansion team would have been, where would they have played?
Right.
Because when you think of Jacksonville, now if you go all the way back,
well, you had the old Foxborough Stadium still.
Well, you did still have the old Foxborough Stadium, but I do believe a part of the reason that Jacksonville got in was, and why they got a Super Bowl, was they were going to, improvements that were going to be made in the city and to the Gator Bowl, which they eventually took over. And now I know it's owned by the Khan family and all that.
Right.
So from a stadium standpoint, I think Jacksonville would have been a little further in line. And you mentioned Carolina, and that stadium still exists.
Yeah,
so
right.
From an infra, see, when Cleveland left, and then Cleveland got a team, what was it, like?
99.
Okay.
So they left in 95, 96.
Right.
So they went 3 years without a team, and then they gave, they just created another team. And then so the Ravens sort of, the Ravens had the Browns history for a few years, and then they gave it back up to them. And
right.
So,
now, if I remember correctly, in that period of time, Cleveland started to get their stuff together and figuring out, okay, we're going to have this stadium.
I feel like Boston slash New England would have done that.
You would have, but I just wonder if it would have taken a little longer, because here's the other thing. Would it have automatically been Robert Kraft that would have been able to go in there and get an expansion team? Because if you remember how he got the team, like those, those guys have to line up for years in waiting to be able to get in and have an expansion franchise.
But somebody would have.
But that's the thing.
The market, I think, would have gotten a team because, again, so.
I don't disagree. Yeah. I just think it might have taken longer than we thought, given the way the NFL, especially at that time, was doing business.
It could have.
Because let's face it. I mean, the Crafts couldn't wait to tear down the old Foxborough Stadium and build something that was modern and new. And, by the way, that the NFL would have approved. Because think about it. If let's say it took till 99 or 2000, if the Patriots had left, if they would have come back in playing at Foxborough Stadium, that would have been the worst stadium in the league at the time.
Yeah, would have been
even worse than Jacksonville at that point.
And then the other, so you get the Browns back in 99, and then your other expansion to make it to 32 teams was 2002. That would be the Houston Texans.
Correct.
So if Boston was able to, I keep saying Boston, but obviously, you know, New England were able to get a team, that means either Carolina, Jacksonville, Cleveland, or Houston would not be in the league.
Right.
And so, again, Cleveland, I think, deserves a team. Houston, I think you go either way. It's a big city, though, so it makes sense. I feel like Jacksonville or Carolina, one of them would be at risk. But then you'd be starting from scratch. You know, you'd be the expansion team. So, what, you draft David Carr in 2002?
Oh,
or you draft
God.
Tim Couch in 99? Like, Where are you? Like, yeah, of course, you could still draft Brady, but that you could fall into Tom Brady in 2000
sure, that's
in the
right,
sixth round.
Yeah.
Like, I guess
but you probably wouldn't have had a guy as seasoned as Bill Belichick taking over an expansion team.
Well,
you wouldn't think.
I don't think you would have had Bill, because you wouldn't have had Parcells, and you wouldn't have had Bill's
the
first
Kraft relationship.
You wouldn't have had that whole thing. So you never would have had Bill. Let's face it, you probably would not have had Tom Brady. I think they have a team, but you probably go a few years without it, and you're probably at the bottom. You're probably somewhere at the bottom of the league for a while.
Well, and you got to remember, and some people are like texting in, oh, they almost moved to Hartford. That was 99. That was a leverage play.
Kraft had already been here for a bit.
That's right. Yeah, Kraft had the team for 5 years. But if say they went to, say the Patriots went to St. Louis in 94.
Yeah, because I don't think people realize how close they were going to St. Louis.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that was a, look, I know a certain former Patriot who's got that gear still stashed away at home that says St. Louis Patriots on it.
That's nuts.
But if you think about if Hartford wanted to get in the game, right? So at that point, it would have been, hey, we're going to build you a brand new stadium here. You were the New England Patriots to begin with. We're in New England. Maybe that would have been with a Robert Kraft or someone like that. Hey, we're going to get a new building, because people say Houston lost a team and got one back, but they didn't get that team back until they built that massive ass dome in Houston that ultimately hosted a Super Bowl like 1 or 2 years after they opened. So when people think of they would have got it back, there would have been a lot that would have had to have happened, because other cities were way ahead in the stadium game. And to think that it would be, well, we're going to come to New England again, and, well, there's Fenway Park, there's Connecticut who's trying to lure us. Look at this dump that we're going to play in here.
I don't know where they would put it
tough.
Around Boston either. Like, I don't know how they would have been able to do it. It would have
been tough. You would have been outskirts, right? Like, there's
what
no way they would have done
Encore
it.
Is.
Remember, there was that one little area off 93 that they wanted to put the Olympic Stadium?
Yeah.
Isn't that where like the old paint
idea.
Bucket thing
yeah,
is?
Yeah.
Isn't that where that is? Or like where the Globe used to be?
But
is
even
that what
but,
talking about?
But yeah, but think about it. That's 20. So that would have been some 20 years ago. So not only would an owner here would have had to have crack the code of being in the billionaires club, which is what all these owners are, right? So you would have had to have somebody that could have walked in and
Trump
said,
could have bought the team.
You know what? As stupid as it sounds, yeah. I mean, like, is it complete? It, no, would that not, have been completely crazy?
It's not crazy.
Because think about the people that wanted to get in on the Red Sox sale whenever they were up. And I know that you know, there was some friendliness with Bud Selig and John Henry there. But, dadgummit, who was the parking guy that owned the Dodgers for a while and ultimately got, like, divorced from his wife and he was the Boston guy? I'm blanking on the name.
Remember.
You know what I'm talking about,
though. Yeah.
I'm blanking on the name of the... But he was trying to get in at that point, like, I mean, why did it work in Foxborough? Because they bought the freaking stadium and they bought the land. And
so then, would you rather have a great team playing in...
Frank McCourt, thank you.
Oh, Frank McCourt, yeah.
There you go.
Would you rather have a great team playing in Foxborough or a terrible team playing in Boston? That's...
that's really...
Have.
And again, people keep texting about you're forgetting about Hartford. No, 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 we're talking about 94. This is 5 years before that Hartford was basically... And by the way, they having worked out there for a period of time, every day crying as I go out there, those people are like... They will never forgive Robert Kraft. They think that he's the devil.
It's just not happening. Yeah, they're upset. But I just think the market itself would have found a way to have a team. And as you know, one of the texters brought out, I mean, Cleveland and Houston both had teams. They both had to wait a little while, but they eventually got teams back. I just feel like you're looking at Carolina or Jacksonville. It would have been a harder pitch because I think ultimately they would have wanted the Northeast. They would have wanted the Boston market
to be
a part of it. And so they would have forced it. And maybe it would have been taxpayer money. Maybe it would have been whatever. But they would have found a way to have some sort of stadium somewhere. I don't know where, but it would have been somewhere.
Now, here is the other possibility from around that time. Rest in peace, Mayor Vincent Buddy Cianci of the great city of Providence.
Right.
But the old Buddeye, when he was running things down there, the reason that they had Providence Place Mall is because the original pitch was that there's these apartment buildings that are on the other side of the highway down in Providence. So they put the mall there. But on the other side, Cianci apparently had figured out how to get the financing to be able to build that stadium and lure them to Providence. Now, if you know anything about my friend old Vincent Cianci, he was a deal maker, that old buddy.
Okay.
And he knew how to get things done. Even if people didn't like it, he knew how to get things done. That was a very real possibility. In fact, the original station that I worked for in Providence was called The Score, right?
Yeah.
So I'd gone to a trip to Chicago and heard about 670 The Score, and it was 790 The Score. The people who ran the place wanted to call it The Stadium because they were convinced
that the Patriots
were going to move there, and it would have been called 790 The Stadium, which would have been disastrous. It's a terrible idea.
I was
screaming at the top of my lungs even then about it. But
I do like the Providence Patriots over the Hartford Patriots.
And let me tell you, man, you go through downtown Providence right now, on the left is the mall. You got the Dunkin' Donuts Center, which they've redone, the convention center.
Right.
And then on that other side, it would have been like, I think they proposed like a 60 or 65,000 seat stadium because at the time, Kraft was like, oh, Hartford wants in, Providence wants in, double birds to Tom Finneran, buddy. Mm-hmm. Here you go. I got everybody who wants me.
Mm-hmm.
So this 94 situation was the truest version of this team really moving out of here because Hartford and Providence on the whole were leveraged. And even if they moved under the Kraft ownership,
right,
I don't think it would have been the end of the world. But, man, had they gone to St. Louis, it might have been a decade before they would have been able to get back in line to be able to get a franchise.
But it's also crazy to think about. You would have had Drew Bledsoe, Ty Law, William McGinnis playing for the St. Louis Patriots, and then that Greatest Show on Turf team would have been in L.A. Kurt Warner, Torrey Holt,
that's a great
Isaac
part
Bruce,
of
Marshall
this
Falk.
What if?
They never would have been in St. Louis, and it actually would have been L.A. winning a Super Bowl there in the late 90s.
That's
right. And then
right.
going to another one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
there's a crazy twist on the old what if, because when Kurt Warner and, man, Dick Vermeil.
And they probably would have won two just because the series of events, it was a blend of Parcells, Carroll, Belichick guys that won that Super Bowl and beat Kurt Warner. So the Greatest Show on Turf, if you want to play this all the way out, would have won at least two. And then maybe you would look at them a lot differently.
It would have changed that whole
like a dynasty. And it would have been an L.A. dynasty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Marshall Falk.
Yeah.
And
he wouldn't
Torrey
have been
Holt
crying about Spygate.
Well, that's true, too. That's right.
That wouldn't have happened.
He wouldn't have been. There were some there's some Marshall Faulk stories out there from the early and late 90s about staying up all night and then going running for like 150 on the Patriots in Foxborough Stadium.
He's a good player. No, but think about this. Like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady probably aren't what they are. Because, again, the series of events that needed to happen for Belichick to coach the Patriots in 2000 wouldn't have happened if Kraft doesn't own the team, they don't have Parcells, they go down to St. Louis, and who knows what happens? Who knows what the coaching staff looks like there, right? So,
and Bill, at that time, was in Cleveland, right? And that team would have left. So if the Patriots would have moved, Cleveland go to Baltimore, Belichick is looking around and,
it's crazy.
out of a job again. So, little twist on the old what if Wednesday. What if the Patriots had moved to St. Louis? And we'll keep an eye on if, because I'd love to see if those owners have to open the books.
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to
hide.
Well, you know what it is? I think they're trying to trap Goodell because they want his personal finance records. Why? All the people who are those owners that have to open their books are the ones that pay Roger Goodell, basically.
Or did they give Goodell, hey, let's make sure this gets through to L.A.? They have a little side.
Wonder if Kroenke would give them a little side piece or something like that. Or if the city of L.A. Yeah. I mean, if there's one person I hope gets wrapped up in some sort of nefariousness, it'd be great if it were Roger Goodell. But if they're going to bring down like five owners, oh boy, that's a big, especially those guys. That'd be a big issue for the league. We'll get to our 3T coming up. Here's Shine with Trending.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andy Gresh and Rich Keefe. This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI. Have you been watching the show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keefe on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
Well, now it's time to read only the positive messages.
From Twitch, Twitter, and the text line.
On Gresh and Keefe.
You know, I wonder if we need to tweak that a little bit, because sometimes it's snarky. Sometimes people are a little
We should change
like
her
it's rarely positive.
We should change it to, we read only the compliments to Shime, the jokes at John's expense, and David or Cheese.
To be fair, on
Shime's
my
birthday.
Happy birthdays and puns and dad jokes.
Hey, on my birthday, I didn't read a single happy birthday tweet or text.
Yeah, you read one the day after, though.
What do we have?
Well, guys, we got a decent amount today.
Good.
Right off the bat, Davey Eyeballs commented on our Richard Sherman discussion. He said, I feel like in talking about Richard Sherman, Gresh was super close to dropping one of these, and that's the way the news goes.
Yeah, you could have.
I could have.
You could have gone there. That's a nice way to wrap up any conversation.
Some guy's getting on me for my enunciation or the way I speak.
Your inflection.
Yeah. Yes.
What's wrong with the inflection?
There's nothing about me that is different on the air than off the air.
No,
nothing.
T3, you can just read the text.
No, I'm just saying that. Oh, I didn't know you were going to use that
one. No, I'm not. That's why I wasn't going to. Yeah. I'm saying you could just read it.
Some guys all, and do I speak with so much GD inflection in normal daily conversations when not on the radio?
Yeah. It's just the way Gresh talks.
Right. Yeah.
There are some people, and we run across them in the business, as they say, who sound different off the air than they sound on the air.
Hey, Rich, how are you, friend?
One guy may have gotten in some hot water about some Ohtani takes. He may be one of those guys that doesn't sound the same when the light's on versus when the light's off.
Well, you know, on Monday or Tuesday, I need to apologize. I came in and Gresh said the word umbrella, but he was like, umbrella.
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 Umbrella. U-M.
You can stand umbrella. Under my umbrella. Ella.
Ella. Ella.
A.
Under my umbrella. Anyway.
Seems like
and the dad jokes are bad.
That was a big hit though for a while.
Well, it was
a great song.
Big fan of hers.
I'm not saying that the song isn't bad. I'm just a little surprised that Rich was like partaking in it.
Great track.
Is it singing?
That's an absolute slapper.
2007, I want to say.
Yeah,
this is like her first big single.
Yeah, that was one of her first big ones. Seems like universal support for Keith's anti-Joe Buck stance from the 781. Joe Buck is so annoying. Felt like the players were excited to wear the mic, but weren't expecting questions at bat.
No.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
You got to talk to that guy while you're playing the game. So you're up there. You're trying to hit a Max Scherzer fastball, a Max Scherzer slider, and you got Joe Buck not only asking you questions, but then if you happen to guess wrong and strike out, which, by the way, Max Scherzer strikes out a lot of people.
Does.
He's going to laugh at you. He's going to actually laugh at you. A guy who... I bet can't throw a baseball.
Oh, got you there.
I'd be willing to bet Joe Buck can't throw a baseball from second base to first. I bet he can't do it. I bet he never has.
Does it?
He's going to go up there and laugh at Bogaerts for striking out to Max freaking Scherzer. That was awful. That was the first inning. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a long night listening to Joe Buck.
It really set you off right away,
It
huh?
did. Pissed me off. I was like, oh.
If it were Smoltz, would you have reacted the same way?
No, because Smoltz wouldn't have laughed at him.
Well, that's true.
Save Smoltz that drop.
Point. A former player would not have laughed at him unless it happens to be the rare case where maybe it was Ortiz in the booth who has a relationship with Bogaerts and they can joke about
it. Chipper Jones's kid.
Somebody, no, but like somebody who gets along with, like, they know each other, not Joe Buck, who you're doing this stuffy interview and then you're like, ha ha, you guessed wrong, moron.
For Pete's sake.
Yeah, for Pete's sake is right.
From the 401, the real question in all of this is why the hell is Cassius Marsh on Tom Segura's podcast in the first place?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Where did that come from? Because I feel like Segura's podcast is probably pretty popular. I'm sure he can get a lot of different guests on there.
He's a pretty popular comedian, right?
But absolutely is. He's like friends with Rogan, so I'm sure he can get whoever he wants on the podcast. He's like, Cassius Marsh coming in studio today. Why?
What a get.
Tom Segura also rolled out the typical lazy take about people who enjoy pro wrestling as an art form.
He did, but he got the response he wanted.
Well, that's really
people
what it
lost
was,
their
right.
minds at him. Yeah. So.
Someone tried that here on the morning show. It didn't work so well.
No.
Well, Gresh had mentioned that he read the biography of the lead singer of the Go-Go's, I believe is correct, Belinda Carlisle.
That was bizarre to me. All I know is that...
I read a book.
All I know is that she wrote a book. I read some excerpts, and it was really about the cocaine use. Yeah. And plus, 14-year-old me looked at her and thought, wow.
Well, Twitch chat probably thought something similar, because they said the Go-Go's documentary on Showtime is really cool.
See, I haven't seen that.
Check that out.
But I know Belinda Carlisle was, I think, like the breakout star. There might have been one other one. Was it Suzanne Hoff or whatever the hell? Anyway. But really, she was the one. And then once she put out the memoir and was like, oh, yeah, I'm doing coke. Like, okay, you piqued my interest. Like, which Brady, what was it? Not Cindy Brady, but...
Marsha.
Marsha Brady, Maureen McCormick. Same thing. She's doing like rails off of dudes that she's hanging out with. And you put that in a book, you're going to pique my interest for a couple of chapters.
How about Will saying he was having a Brandi Carlisle-esque weekend? Or sorry, what's her name? Belinda Carlisle.
Belinda Carlisle.
Starts the interview by saying he's bumping rails. And you're like, all right.
Like, Jesus,
an odd way to start the conversation.
Yeah, but I don't
get
know.
After it big, though.
Hey, listen.
Just your vacation.
We're bringing the personality out of Will Fleming.
Uh-huh.
So... Twitch chat wanted to point out, and I know this is going to might make Keith and John a little angry.
Ooh!
They said, ruffle some feathers?
They said, quote,
United.
Mando is booty.
No.
Should have put that on Hulu and cranked the rating up to R.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Everything needs to be Deadpool now. Here's that
I
guy.
I mean, literally in the first 5 seconds of that series, a dude's head gets sliced by a door.
Yeah. There's
the Boba Fett episode, some guy's head literally gets bashed in by a stick.
Yeah. But everything, and trust me, I love The Boys, for example. Love that show. But not everything needs to be tons of blood, tons of swearing, tons of sex. There are enough shows for that. Sorry, Star Wars isn't going to go there.
They're never going to go there. No, it's always going to be targeted to a younger demographic.
It's on Disney Plus. The show is on Disney Plus. To John's point, they already do a little bit more than I thought they would.
It's true.
The show's not bad. The show's
it's not
great.
Like the cartoons where when they're fighting the stormtroopers, they whack them on the side of the head. Yeah. They're not like slicing them with a lightsaber or anything.
A lot of droid deaths, but no, I mean it's
wow.
I love it.
I know
a lot.
Boba Fett's made of like armor, but couldn't we nickname someone Boba Fett and
no,
it
he
be
wears armor.
And it,
Boba
it be,
Fett.
Boba Fett. Well, Boba Fett.
I feel like he'd be shaming a little bit there, but some actually thought.
But if it's someone that we love and who knows how to take it in stride.
Boba Fett.
So actually, that was trending.
You know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Yeah,
already.
I knew exactly where you're going with it.
So this year, that Bubba Fett was trending at one point because the actor who portrays Bubba Fett
became Bubba Fett.
Yeah, he was in an older movie, and they brought him back. Yeah. They recasted him, and like he barely fit in the suit. It's like it did look a little shot in Darth Vader, like a little bit.
He played Jango Fett 20 years ago.
Yeah, right. And they're like, oh, let's bring him back. He's like, I'll do it.
Basically, hasn't acted since then.
When Peter Griffin in Family Guy became Pots and Pans robot guy, that's really how you could dress Boba Fett.
You could.
Just do it that way.
Little nugget for you from the Twitch chat. Segura and Marsh are friends because Cassius Marsh bought his house.
That is bizarre.
Well, there you go. There's your nugget.
So clearly somebody listened to the episode.
From the 603, you guys going to do a fantasy league this year?
Like, I will, of course, do a fantasy league.
Fun
I do a
fact.
I believe like a show fantasy
league. Oh, a show fantasy league.
Yeah, I think people are trying to invite themselves into a league that we have only had rudimentary discussions about.
No, they just mentioned other people at the station that we would do a league with.
Maybe. I don't know.
We will do our league, and we will pick and choose who we invite to it.
Right.
I kind of like that idea.
It'll be invite only.
I agree.
The select few. You have to get a golden ticket.
We're not inviting Curtis to the fantasy league so that he can set his lineup once and then not looking at the rest of the
year. And draft Tom Brady first overall.
Not having that. But yeah, I mean, there could be something. We could maybe get involved in some sort of daily thing for listeners and things like that once the season starts.
I think we'd do both. We could probably do a daily and a season.
Yeah.
We just have to figure out how to execute that.
Yeah.
And once we're done with vacation, we can see it. I'm off next week. You're off after that.
Yeah.
We'll get to it on August 3rd.
Right.
From the 774, Russia has a show called The Hip Show. It's 2v2 MMA, no cage, no obstacles. Or no, there are obstacles. And when a guy loses, it goes to 2v1 and then even down to 1v1 if necessary.
I read the same thing and I.
2-on-2 MMA?
Yes, with obstacles.
I mean, well, do you remember the original idea for UFC 1 was they wanted to put a moat around the octagon and have alligators? That's a real thing. That was like the original pitch was they wanted alligators outside the ring for UFC 1, and they were like, no, we're not going to do that. And you wonder why I got such a bad rap by like John McCain and all these politicians.
I bet Julius Caesar would have loved that.
He would have absolutely. Then you lose, you get fed to the alligator. But 2v2, I mean, I'm going to have to watch that.
I need to, all right, I'm going to have to do a deep YouTube dive later.
You think
later.
Fedor's doing that right now?
I don't think so.
No.
Fedor, by the way, is going to fight in Bellator in September.
Again?
They're going to have it. They're doing these fights in Russia, apparently. And I don't know if it's like the Fedor swan song or not, but dude's like 50, I think.
Probably. Didn't he fight Rampage like a couple years ago? And you're like, okay, guys. There was nothing better than pride fighting with Fedor and Rampage and Dan Henderson and those guys. Who else was in there? Well, Shogun Hua.
Was Oleg Tatkarov, the guy who fought in the early UFCs? I don't know if he
might. Like Don
Fry
was acting, popped up in there.
Yeah. Remember Don Fry, another nutbag.
Yeah.
At RespectMyName7 on Twitter asked us, guys, where's the I'm not sure drop from? Can't remember. To which I have to tell you, that, sir, would be Coach Anthony, or former Coach Anthony Lynn.
I'm not sure.
That's right.
Of the Los Angeles Chargers.
Asked why he, I think that one, you probably answer that a variety of ways, but I believe it was he waited about 30 seconds to call a timeout. Like a play ended, they waited, right? Wasn't that why?
Yes, and they just let all this time
go. Why'd you let all the time go? And then that was his answer.
Austin was tackled inbounds, and you let 15 seconds tick off the clock before you took the timeout. Why not take the timeout earlier there to save time?
I'm not sure.
I mean, hireable.
How do you have the job the next day if that's your defense?
You're offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions right there, everyone.
Yeah, so TJ Hawkinson, maybe don't draft.
This is also the same guy that probably would have started Tyrod Taylor more than half the season if the doctor didn't accidentally puncture the guy's lungs.
That's a good point. He saw them both in camp and was like, Tyrod, he's our guy.
Yeah. I think the GM, by the way, got saved by that doctor. Because about it. They would have blown out the coach and the GM probably and rebooted. But Herbert hit, right. So. But Herbert hit. So it was a Tom Telesco, I think it is.
His third still head the guy coach, out too. There.
Oof. Oh, so he's like Steve Keim.
He's due, though.
This at least, crushing it. Really
at least,
crushing
at least
it.
They didn't draft a top 10 quarterback and fire the quarterback and the coach the very next year because they sucked so bad they were number one overall.
Whoops.
I mean, that is Detroit-level ineptitude right there.
Guys, we have a new parody account. At the Gresh Stash.
Yeah.
Oh, Gresh Stash is on Twitter?
Gresh loves having the warmth of the stash on his face. I am majestic. Hashtag manly mustache.
Wow, so there's quite a bit of bio on there, huh? Or is that his first tweet?
Might be a first tweet. Then.
I think his first tweet.
That was the first tweet. I got it.
Whomever this is, tag me. Love having the warmth of the stash on the face. Am I majestic? And it's a picture of Ron Burgundy, which I don't have that kind of lettuce up
not
top
yet.
Like Ron Burgundy. Bear.
Not quite as thick as Spaz's mustache, but we're getting there.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'm probably going to get rid of it because I'm off next week. And
done, yeah.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
If I'm going to be outside, it'll get itchy.
Right.
Like after a while. Doesn't your beard get itchy after a while? If you like leave it grow? Like you're on vacation
I
three,
try
4 days.
Let it get out of hand. Like, I don't like a big bushy beard. It's not for me.
I would. Now that would be awesome. You went away on vacation. You came back and you look like a mountain man.
Grizzly Adams.
It would just, I mean, it'd make the Twitchers happy.
Yeah, they'd like
really
that.
Now, that's this true. Is A, my wife doesn't want me to get rid of it right now. And B, it is, you know, the Twitchers have responded.
They
so.
Comment on your mustache and they comment on the way I sit in a chair.
Yep.
That's kind of what we get now on the Twitch.
That's, well,
they're very observant, guys.
I'll take it. I'm not mad at it.
Hey, at least it's not them praising me anymore.
No, they, well.
Give it time.
Shocking.
Give it time.
From the 401, Bruins are going to be in trouble next season with the defense. No Chara, no Krug, no Miller. Uh-oh.
But Carlo's back. And by the way, on an average of $4.1 million a year, apparently. So you're looking at, what, 6 years and $24.5 million or something like that?
Bargain.
24.6?
Bargain. So like a little bit more than Grizzlick, but nothing crazy.
Apparently so, yeah.
I mean, if he's healthy, you have a bargain, but he's not always healthy. So I think that's probably fair.
I would agree. It doesn't seem to be completely out of whack.
This is the last thing I have for you guys, just because it immediately caught my attention from the 401. Noof Noof. I don't know who that's in reference to.
Oh, I can provide background on that.
You ignorant slut. Don Fry stars in a Japanese Godzilla movie and speaks English the entire time. It's glorious.
Oh, I bet he does. Don Fry.
Don Fry was.
American hero.
He really is. He's an old school legend. And the Noof Noof thing comes from one of the years that I was doing stuff on, I guess back then it would have been called Fox Sports New England. I don't know if it had gone to NBC Sports Boston yet or whatever they call it now. And when I would be in there one of the days, like Kern would be taping stuff. And I think him and Phil Perry came up with that, the Noof Noof thing. I think it means like 00 or something like that. It has a meaning to it. And that was when I was razzing Phil Perry, because before he became Phil Perry, if you go back, no one over there wants me to mention this. I get yelled at all the time. And since I'm not getting a check from them, whatever. If you go back and you just look at when they were making Phil Perry, his real name, he was a fictional character in every promo that they had over there called Clark Clarkson. And
like,
that's
what
I'm telling you. If you go back and look this up.
Wait,
they,
Phil Perry's name isn't Phil Perry?
No, his name is Phil Perry. But when they were running these like promos or whatever,
he was
back
Clark
then,
Clarkson?
I'm pretty sure if Perry's listening. Or, so Curran, I think, gave me the Noof Noof thing, but it was because I had kept calling Phil Perry. I was like, oh, there's Clark Clarkson. And they'd be like, oh, I don't mention that. Just telling you. Google and look it up. It's a real
idea
thing.
What's happening. All right. I'll check
and that'll
that out.
Do it for T3 today, boys.
There you go. We will get to You Got Something to bring this thing home next.
As the world reopens again, make sure to keep Gresh and Keefe a part of your routine. And if you missed a show, download the podcast at WEEI.com.
Time for You Got Something, brought to you by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, you know that busy signals and placing customers on hold means lost revenue. Let Unified Office help you maximize sales at unifiedoffice.com. I got nothing.
Okay,
so, Keith,
I got something.
You got something.
Well, we talked about the Emmy nominations earlier. It's sort of the best in the year of TV. Well, a show that came to an end today, the final episode of Loki. I'm going to watch it as soon as I get home today.
It's trending on the Twitter right now.
I know. I've had to avoid it all day because I'm trying to go spoiler-free. John got up this morning and watched it. So I'm going to watch it when I get home. It'll be our Dork Podcast episode next week. And it just missed the cutoff for Emmy noms this year, but I bet next year would not be surprised if it took home a few nominations there. So very excited. It's been a great series so far. Looking forward to seeing how it ends today. Sean, you got something?
Yeah, on the Ringer NFL show, they actually ranked the coaches in the NFL, gave them their top 10. And two of them didn't have Bill Belichick number one, which was actually shocking to me. Warren Sharp even went as bold as to have Belichick number three.
Three? Behind Andy Reid and...
John Harbaugh.
Okay. So, I actually like Harbaugh, but come on.
Yeah, and then Kevin Clark had Andy Reid and then Bill Belichick.
Listen.
Danny Heifetz, the only man of reason.
I bet he's on the Ravens payroll, that's why.
I'm trying not to, like, rip these, you know, Nerd Numbers Network people because they are, I got a reason for blah, blah, blah. You put the guy who got outsmarted in a playoff game and then bitched about it, number one, over the guy who outsmarted him. Take your nerd numbers and shove them.
Didn't know the rules.
Stupid.
My favorite stat, maybe of all time, is that the Patriots, during the Tom Brady era with Bill Belichick, the Patriots were more likely to win the AFC East than a condom was to prevent pregnancy. John, you got something.
Jesus.
I don't know how I can follow that up. I had a hockey thing, but we're out of time, so I don't think we have time. All I'll say is we're listening to Rihanna right now. About 2 years ago, Rihanna went on a bender at the Poorhouse near the Prudential Center for 3 days straight, where she was just in there getting wasted for 3 days.
Love her.
Rest in peace to the Poorhouse, because it got coronaed, and unfortunately it's no longer with us, but yeah.
Love Rihanna.
Holy cow. Well, there you go. Quite an interesting episode of Gresh and Keefe today. We'll do it all again tomorrow. We'll also slow burn it up. We'll get you ready for Red Sox Yankees. In what is maybe the deadest sports day of the year. Today, the day after the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, John and Shime produced it. If something went wrong, blame them. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. OMF next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.